I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri's Cape Girardeau Research Center, and this is Tales from Days Gone By. An overturned grave marker in Welch Cemetery near Somersville in Shannon County memorializes Peter Renfro, whose life was profoundly altered by his crime and its aftermath. These events establish Renfro in local legends and lore so that many know him to this day. The story begins July 25, 1888, after a local justice tried a lawsuit against Renfro's brother Will in Somersville. Will became angry with John Hughes, a witness in the lawsuit. Later, the brothers met Hughes on the street, and Will began beating him. Both Renfros were intoxicated. The constable of Carroll Township, Charlie Doris, placed Will under arrest, then noticed Pete drew a pistol. Doris stepped toward Pete, who fired, striking the constable in the forehead over his left eye. Doris's father was nearby and attempted to catch the falling man, but failed. Doris died in an hour, having never regained consciousness. Renfro fled, but surrendered to authorities 5 days later and was moved to Springfield on a change of venue, the charge being first-degree murder. Renfro's trial was scheduled for late 1889, but before it occurred, he and several other prisoners escaped from the Springfield jail. The supposition was that he fled the area, but word began spreading that he was in his old neighborhood near Somersville, hiding in a cave. The cave opened on a cliff face, reportedly only accessible from above. It supposedly had several openings at other places, but no one knew the cave except Renfro's friends who brought him food. Renfro possessed a Winchester rifle, two revolvers, and a dog for a companion. After about a year, two of Renfro's cousins and a deputy sheriff waited until Renfro fell asleep in the cave's mouth one evening. The men jumped on Renfro from above and subdued him. Once again, the lawmen took him to Springfield on August 6, 1891. This time his trial occurred, the jury found him guilty, and his hanging was scheduled for October 9, 1891. Stays of execution delayed this for over a year, until February 7, 1893. However, on January 22, a mass jailbreak occurred at the Springfield Jail, and Renfro disappeared once again. He hid, by some accounts, in a cave again. News of Renfro gradually faded away over the next 5 years. Apparently, he left his underground hideout at some point because Deputy U.S. Marshal Brown of Springfield finally recaptured him. He had married and lived with his wife at the old Donovan Clubhouse in northern Ripley County. Renfro returned to Springfield for resentencing. By this time, many officials and local people thought the governor should commute his sentence to life imprisonment. Evidence suggested that Renfro planned no murder that day, but his intoxication in the heat of the moment resulted in the crime. Indeed, Governor Lawrence Vest Stevens commuted the sentence to 25 years in the state penitentiary on May 17, 1898. By 1905, a petition by local officials and residents went to Governor Alexander M. Dockery to pardon Renfro. Dockery instead commuted his sentence to end in May 1905. Later that summer, the Springfield Leader and Press noted that Renfro attended an Independence Day barbecue. The article briefly summarized his story and ended by wishing that he settle down and live a useful life. Renfro did live the rest of his life quietly, but he left behind the local legend of a man who hid from the law in a cave, and at least two caves in the area bear his name today. I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri. For more tales from days gone by, visit krcu.org.